is the Grease here, 4321101. I try to answer it as quickly as possible. Buddy, I got to go. I got to answer the other calls.
One last question. In the Hobble Gaga Handbook, do you have anything as to what is said after the actual hobble? I mean, because it seems to me I'm a aficionado as going out and wining and dining and dreaming Shangri-La. But afterwards, what lines do you say to get things back in order?
To get what things back in order? I mean, so you can get out the door or so that you can... what?
Well, pretty much make her feel at ease. And,
well, you mean after you hobble a woman, she's generally ill at ease? Why? That's only then that she notices you have lesions everywhere or what?
No, it just seems they don't say much. There's not much to be said.
So there shouldn't be much. She should be exhausted. You should be smoking a camel. What's the thing? What's the talk?
Well, I just feel on at ease, and I was hoping in the Hobble the Gaga Handbook they had something in order to, put things back into order, so to speak.
All right. Well, there is a chapter on that. It's kind of a subchapter. It's not really a whole lot of time given to it. It's chapter 106. What do you say after you've... The answer is quite simple. The reason this chapter is so short, nothing. You can only louse it up by opening your yap. What are you going to say? Was I good? Or was it good for you? Or did you achieve a Shangri-La? They're all pathetic things to say. Don't say anything. Or the most hateful of all, geez, I hope you're on the pill. Yeah, now's a great time to ask, hotshot. You'll have her reaching for her jeans in no time at all. If you wanted to linger for that second and third zesty but almost painful session, shut up. Just shut up. You don't have to say anything. You can only louse it up by talking. So if she says anything, just look at her and go, ugh. Yeah, you know, if she looks at you for a reaction or she's looking at your eyes, just look at her, smile a little bit and go, ugh. And no matter what she asks, it'll make you seem more cool. It'll make you seem more drained. It'll make you seem like more of a grateful recipient of her sweetness. So she gets up on one elbow and brushes the hair out of your face, expecting you to say something. Don't say anything. Just say, ugh. And she'll think, man, oh man, I must have flat tore him up. If you have to do anything, or she starts talking, or you feel the urge to say something stupid, say, I'm going to get some wine. It doesn't matter if it's a morning hobble or whatever. Just make sure you always have a bottle of champagne on hand. So that way you could be decadent, you know? You're really an alcoholic, but it's decadent, you know? Oh, let's have some champagne. But it's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Oh, let's be decadent. And let's some champagne. That'll give you a chance to get out of the room and rinse out your mouth.
Once upon a time, back before...